Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen, amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. Today we're reading from Revelation chapters 18 through 22. Amen. We're ending up the book of Revelation today, and tomorrow will be in Esther, chapter 6 through 10, and on Monday we're going back to the beginning. Amen. Because it will take us straight into the new year. Amen. Where we'll have a new series entitled He Makes All Things New. Glory to God. Amen. So Monday we'll be reading from Genesis 1 through 3. Glory to God. Amen. We are in the last few days of this year. Today is Saturday, tomorrow Sunday, and Monday will be the 31st. Tuesday, we will be welcoming in 2019 and, of course, ending this series, A Year in the Word. I praise God for the time that I've had with you through this series. It has been enlightening and thought-provoking. It has been it has been healing. Glory to God. He has brought forth breakthroughs and knowledge and revelations, things that I did not expect, things that made me sad, things that made me happy. The Lord has brought it forth, all of it being for our good. Remember, no matter what is happening, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And sometimes it's hard to see, amen, that any of this stuff that we go through could have any good in it at all. But I want you to remember the words of Joseph. I mean, when he saw his brothers and they were sad because of all the horrible things they had done to him for that prophecy, amen, that he had spoken into their ears to come to pass. And that's exactly what it was. Amen. He let them know that the devil meant it for bad, amen, but God meant it for good. Amen. So all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. All things work together for the good. I praise God for that. I am encouraged by that. Amen. I give God glory for that because I have gone through some things in 2018, amen, that were devastating to me. But I praise God because all things, everything, amen, works together for good. So it's going to work for my good, for your good, and all those who hear me, hear the word that I preach and that I speak and that I expound upon. It's going to work together for all our good. Amen. The many might be delivered, that they might be healed, and that I receive healing. Likewise, I give glory to God, amen, because he has not forgotten us. No matter what we're going through, no matter what we've gone through, no matter what we're coming through right now, the Lord has not forgotten us. Amen. David says, amen, he once was young and now is old, and never has he seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. The Lord has not forgotten you. He has not forsaken you. Amen. He sees you right where you are, and the hairs on your head, they are numbered. He knows you by name. He knows your location. He knows your country, your city, your address. He knows the chair that you're sitting in. Glory to God. He knows right where you are and who you are, because he is your creator, the God of your salvation, the one that will bring forth salvation in your life with his mighty hand. Amen. And there's no other way for him to bring it forth, because he is the Almighty God. We give him glory, praise, and honor today. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. And greatly to be praised. Amen. We honor him and give him glory, and him alone. My hallelujah belongs to him. He is my hero, my protector, my keeper, my strength. When I have none, when all of my physical strength has been drained from my body, and I wonder how in the world am I supposed to proceed, Jesus gives me strength to continue on. He gives me strength, amen, to go through, to press on. Amen. He gives me strength, amen, because he knows what my end is. Amen. Because he has prepared my end, amen, just as he prepared my beginning. Glory to God. Amen. He has prepared me to be ushered into eternity right there with him. And I give glory to the Lord. I give glory to the Lord. I give glory to the Lord. Amen. Because he loves us. amen, more than we can ever imagine, more than we even could ever understand. He loves us, amen, and he lets us know that we can make all of our needs known to him, amen, and that he will give us those things that we have need of and those things that we have petitioned, amen, and glory to God. I was just thinking of the scripture, amen, that it says exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or even think. That's how the Lord gives to us, exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or think. That means we haven't even imagined the things that God is going to do. We ask for one thing and the Lord will bring it so much greater. He will expand it so much wider, amen, than we could even imagine or even know how to ask for, because we have one thing in our minds, but God has something very different, something greater than we can imagine just for us, amen. Be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for your labor, it is not in vain. Your love for the Lord, it is not in vain. Your prayers are not in vain. Amen. Your waiting is not in vain. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up on wings as eagles. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall run and not faint. They that wait upon the Lord, amen. Your reward is great. God has not forgotten you. Amen. He will come to your rescue. He will turn it out. He will turn it upside down. He will shake loose every demonic entity that tried to get in the way of your purpose. He's going to shake it loose so that you come out victorious. Hallelujah. And all the evil of the devil is exposed. I give glory and honor to the Lord today because he is God and there is no other. He is God and there is no other. Amen. There is no power in heaven or in earth that is greater than that of our God. He is the true and the living God, and he has all power, is all seeing and all knowing. He is our Lord, our God, and our Savior, our strength, our provider, our help. He is all those things and so much more. Amen. We give glory and honor to him today. Praise God. Amen. We're coming again today from Revelation chapters 18 through 22 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. If you are like I am, amen, you find the book of Revelation to be a bit intimidating. Amen, I read it, and some of it I find to be a bit scary. Amen, but I walk through it in the name of Jesus. Amen, that he might enlighten us and give us the revelation of his spirit, because the things that John saw, amen, were so far forth in the future that he described them in the way that he could in the time that he stood. Amen. But if we had seen the very same vision, would we have described those things in the same way? I venture to say that we would not, because we see things in a very different way than he did and during those ancient times. Amen. But he explained it, amen, the way that it was given to him. Amen. So we are asking God for revelation in our time, amen, to interpret those things that he saw so that we can see them the way he saw them. But in our time, amen, because these things are coming forth right now. Many of them are coming forward right now, and many of them are for a future time. So perhaps the things that he saw, we are not even seeing right now because they're so far into the future. But I'm going to tell you, I have a feeling that these things are not that far into the future at all, because those things that Jesus time during the time that he was here on the earth, we are watching in this time, in this dispensation, in this age, during our generations, we're watching those things come to pass. The very words that Jesus spoke, we're watching them come to pass in our time, in this day, this age, this dispensation. I give glory to God, amen. This goes forth as a warning, amen, and even to bring joy to your hearts that the coming of the Lord is near, amen. So if you have been waiting for his coming, continue to wait, continue to press in to his presence, continue to hold on to the Lord and let him bless you and and anoint you and refresh you daily. Amen. And you, if you have not, this comes as a warning to get ready, because Jesus is coming back and he's coming soon. As I said, we're watching those things that he spoke, amen, for a future date coming to pass, even in our day and age. Amen. Even more so, those things seem to be happening more frequently even than they did before, and they were even happening then. We're seeing, amen, like a surge, amen, of evil coming forth, amen, because the devil knows that his time is growing near, that he will be bound up forever and eternity, amen. His end is already slated for him. He cannot repent. He cannot turn away from his end. His end is already done. It is done. Amen. It is done. But yours, amen, God has given you a choice. Jesus came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. He came so that you would not have to have the same end that the devil has. He has prepared a place for Lucifer and the fallen angels, those that fell with him, those that rebelled against God. He has prepared a place for them of eternal damnation. And those who are of the children of disobedience will follow after them and be in that very place that he is. That will not include you if you say yes to Jesus. Amen. Jesus has given you this opportunity, all of us. He came that we might have life. He came to redeem us from death, hell, and the grave. He came to redeem our alienated relationship with the Father so that we wouldn't have to know those things, but so that life, amen, burst in us, glory to God, in that same life that is in Christ, that Spirit of God will usher us into the very presence of God when it's time for us to transition. Oh, I give glory to God. Amen. God is a good God. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, thanking you, Lord, for your mercy, for your love, and for your kindness. I thank you, Lord God, for your protection, oh, Lord God, from danger, seen and unseen. I thank you, Lord, for protecting us, Lord God, from things that we walk in and it doesn't feel quite right, and yet you are surrounding us and your blood is covering us. And though the devil was raging against us and seeking to devour and to take our life out of the earth, you kept us. Oh, Lord God, I thank you. You, oh, God, are my hero. Oh, God, you are my hero. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are my hero. Oh, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Jesus, my hero. Oh, Lord, you are. And I thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and for your love toward me, for your kindness and your love toward each and every one of us, all that are listening, Lord God, all here right now. I thank you, Lord God, for covering our lives, Lord God, with your precious blood. I thank you for keeping us, Lord God, for our destiny's sake and for all those who are in our hands that we must touch, Lord God. I thank you for your mercy and for your grace, your unmerited favor. Oh, my God, your unmerited favor. We have favor with, even though we don't deserve it. Oh, the angel said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Oh, Lord God. And I understand, well, maybe I don't understand completely, but as good as I'm able to understand, I see why they would say that, because we're so wayward and so wicked. Lord, but you turn us time and time again. You reestablish us and realign us and reposition us over and over because you love us so much and because our intended place is with you all along. You always intended that we be with you. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me. Thank you, Lord, for choosing all of these to be yours. I am yours. I belong to Jesus. property of Jesus Christ should be, across my chest, across my forehead. Hallelujah, because I belong to you, oh God. And I thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness. Bless your people today. Bless each and every one of them right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move, Lord, every obstacle and destroy every yoke of the enemy, every ancient evil that has come against our purpose and destiny. Father, in the name of Jesus, move, oh God. God, rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. God, rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Every leader that has risen up saying that they're speaking in the name of God with a demonic bent, God, rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, stop them in their tracks, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Burn up, Lord God, every single assignment of the devil, Lord God, against your people, Lord God, to turn them from the way that you have aligned us to walk in, positioned us to walk in, oh Lord, purposed us to walk in and bless, Lord God. Open our eyes that we see, Lord God, and our ears that we hear, Lord God. Give us, oh God, a heart of flesh before you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, and heal all the stoniness of our hearts, Lord God. Heal every pain and every sorrow, every hurt, Lord God, every mistake and every misspoken word, Lord God. Every curse that was uttered, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Burn it up by your power and by your anointing, by your spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, every trick, Lord God, every snare, every trap of the enemy, burn it up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we see clearly, Lord God, that we see clearly, Lord God, that we see you clearly, that we see ourselves and our purpose clearly, that we see the path that you set before us clearly, that we see your word and hear your word and speak your word and live your word clearly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, no more clear as mud, Lord God, but clear, 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 Lord God, as clear can be. Father, in the name of Jesus, move right now in your people, Lord God, and help us, Lord, to be just that, a people of God, full of your anointing, full of your power, full of your zeal, speaking your word and your power coming forth through it, laying hands on the sick that they recover and that their eyes be open in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, miracles going forth in Jesus' name, speaking in new tongues, oh Lord, and those old things be passed away and our reputations be clean and clear by the power and the presence of God Almighty. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move right now, Lord, everything that is not like you. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we come past, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we run with all of our might, Lord God, past every objection of the devil, every objection of Satan himself, Lord God, into your presence and into your will. Keep us, Lord God. Hold us, Lord Jesus. Embrace us as we brush past, Lord God, every evil that tried to devour us, Lord God. We're rushing past, Lord God, with you holding us, with you embracing us, with you giving us the strength to press past it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, Lord God, open our eyes and our ears that we hear, even right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, this is a new day. A new day, a new day, a new day, a new day, a new day. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let your will be done in us in this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bless your name, Lord God, as you make us and mold us and hold us and keep us and fill us and refresh us and forgive us. Lord God, I give you glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, 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 amen. I give glory and honor to the Lord. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. I give glory and honor to the Lord. I praise him for all that he is and for all that he has done and all that he is about to do. God is moving in the land and he is doing great things. He is God. And don't be fooled. Don't be bamboozled. Don't be deceived. The devil is a deceiver, and he makes amen, the way look as if it is bright and shiny. He makes it look as if it is gold when it is iron pyrite. He makes fools out of those who are brilliant, because he comes forth as an angel of light when he is full of darkness and there's no light in him at all. But he makes himself shine and glimmer and glisten like the sun, as if he were the sun himself. But he is full of darkness and hatred, and he hates the world. He hates you, even though he might bring a facsimile of a false kind of love into your life. He is bringing forth hatred, and he hates you so much that he would fool you on every hand if it were not for the Spirit of the Lord, who will bring forth light and show you, amen, that light in the midst of darkness. You would be fooled forevermore and would end up in the place where Satan himself will be punished. But God, amen, he loves us so much that it is not so. And Jesus came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. Amen. Choose life today. Choose light. Darkness is all around us, but Jesus is the light. Jesus is the light. There is no light in any other place except for in Jesus. There is no salvation in any other way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and he is the life, and no man can come to the Father but by him. The devil, he is busy, amen, trying to sift us as wheat, amen, and kill us and destroy our lives, destroy our reputation, destroy our ministries, and even take us out of the world unestablished and unready for eternity. But Jesus gives us opportunity after opportunity. He loves us so much that he established us. He establishes us, and then he reestablishes us. He aligns us, then he realigns us. He positions us and repositions us because he loves us so much. As long as you keep coming, he'll forgive you. Amen. And he will turn you, and he will make all things work together for your good. Amen. The devil wants you to think that it's all is lost. It is not. He is a liar. He is a liar. He was a liar from the very beginning. Amen. And he is a liar still. Amen. Lying more than ever before and fooling more people than ever before, even the elect of God. But Jesus came that we might have life. Amen. So this is a time of turning. Just turn. Jesus is there. Amen. To pick up the pieces, put them together again, and establish you in the way he would have you to go. Amen. He is doing it even now in this hour. Amen. He is realigning and repositioning his people. Amen. Those that have been wounded, amen, and left for dead. Jesus is breathing life back into your body, breathing life back into your soul, breathing life back into your ministries, breathing life back into your relationships, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. And the devil is only here to kill, steal, and destroy. The word lets us know that there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So the devil is going to make it seem right. He's going to make it look right. And I know people like to say, quack like a duck, sound, you know, walk like a duck, sound like a duck, whatever, it's a duck. That's not always so, because the devil comes as an angel of light, and he is not an angel of light. So no quack like a duck, no look like a duck, none of that. Amen. That's a lie. It's a trick of the devil. Amen. He comes as an angel of light, and there is no light in him at all. Glory to God. There's no light in him. But he comes as an angel of light so that he can deceive those, amen, that are not connected, those that are not watching, those that are weak, and that will continue in that way. Amen. But even if he has deceived you, and the devil has deceived me in like manner, but Jesus loves us so much.
amen, that he will show us the way out, the way to escape the snare of the enemy, even the one that comes as an angel of light. Jesus will give us a way of escape because he is the light, and he will constantly show us this is not light. This is not light. This is not light. Something's not right. This is not light. Something's not right. Amen. But you, and you listen to that voice. Listen to that voice. If it doesn't feel right, you investigate and you listen and you stand back and watch. Amen. Be still and see the salvation of God because he will save you. You stand back and let him do it. Stand back and let him do it. Amen. I had to learn some hard lessons in my life. Amen. Even just recently. Amen. When the devil came as an angel of light. And something was not right. And I knew it from the very beginning, but I couldn't put my hands on it. So I kept moving and I kept asking God and I kept asking questions. And my questions were answered, but still it wasn't right. The answers were not sufficient. Amen. I was asking of the one who came as an angel of light, or the one who the devil was using as an angel of light. And I kept asking questions and the answers just did not suffice. Deep down in my gut, something's not right. No, something's not right. Amen. Until finally all of it came to a head and I see, amen, and I saw, amen, that this was spawn of the devil to destroy me. Amen. But Jesus, hallelujah, but Jesus is my hero. He is the Lord of lords, the King of kings. He is the light of the world. He is my provider, my hope for today and for tomorrow. He is my God. He is my redeemer. He is my salvation. And Jesus saved me. Amen. Saved my reputation. Saved my life. My life, I'm telling you, because the devil was trying to kill me, take me out of the earth. And Jesus saved my life. And one day I will give you a full testimony. Amen. Of all the things that have transpired. Amen. Because I'm telling you, Jesus is Lord. But there's still much that needs to be done, amen, because there's some things I need to button up to make sure that nobody else falls into the same trap that I fell into. And I am determined to do just that by the power of God Almighty. The Lord will lead me, amen, and guide me and show me the way to do it in his way, amen, so that I become a weapon rather than a victim. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Against, amen, every principality and dominion, every power of the devil that tries to destroy people just like me that love fiercely, hallelujah, amen, and that love the Lord enough to keep asking, Jesus, is this you, Jesus, what's happening, Lord, what's going on, Lord, fix this, Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, when the end comes, I want to be right, and I want to have done everything that the Lord has given me to do. Amen. And if that means I had to go ahead of some people in order to go through some things so that they did not, amen, so be it. So that the power of God can move greatly throughout the earth, and I mean throughout the earth. Amen. I praise God for all that he has done, because all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. All things work together for good, and I praise God for that. Amen. Let's get to Revelation. Glory to God. Amen. We are steadily running out of time. I did actually give us a little more time today, praise God, so that we have a little more time together. It's Saturday. I praise God we were able to, amen, pray and deliver some word today. Amen. Some testimony and some power. Glory to God. Okay, Revelation 18 through 22 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Render to her just as she rendered to you, and repay her double according to her works. In the cup which she has mixed, mix double for her. In the measure that she glorified herself and lived luxuriously, in the same measure give her torment and sorrow. For she says in her heart, I sit as queen and am no widow, and will not come in one day death and mourning and famine, and she will be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. The kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her will weep and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing at a distance for fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, the great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour your judgment has come. And the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys their merchandise anymore. Merchandise of gold and silver, precious stones and pearls, fine linen and purple, silk and scarlet, every kind of citron wood, every kind of object of ivory, every kind of object of most precious wood, bronze, iron, and marble, and cinnamon and incense, fragrant oil and frankincense, wine and oil, fine flour and wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and chariots, and bodies and souls of men. The fruit that your soul longed for has gone from you, and all the things which are rich and splendid have gone from you, and you shall find them no more at all. The merchants of these things who became rich by her will stand acting and wailing and saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in one hour such great riches came to nothing. Every shipmaster, all who traveled by ship, sailors and as many as trade on the sea, stood at a distance and cried out when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what is like this great city? They threw dust on their heads and cried out, weeping and wailing, and saying, alas, alas, that great city, in which all who had ships on the sea became rich by her wealth. For in one hour she is made desolate. Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her. Then a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, thus with violence the great city Babylon shall be thrown down and shall not be found any more. The sound of harpists, musicians, flautists, and trumpeters shall not be heard in you any more. No craftsman of any craft shall be found in you any more. And the sound of a millstone shall not be heard in you any more. The light of a lamp shall not shine in you any more. The voice of the bridegroom and bride shall not be heard in you any more. For your merchants were the great men of the earth. For by your sorcery all the nations were deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and saints and all who were slain on the earth. After these things, I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, because he has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her fornication. And he has avenged on her the blood of his servants shed by her. Again they said, hallelujah, her smoke rises up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and 4 living creatures fell down and worshiped God who sat on the throne, saying, amen, hallelujah. Then a voice came from the throne saying, praise our God, all you servants and those who fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Then he said to me, write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, see that you do not do that. I am a fan of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him called faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies of heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations. And he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather together for the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses and of those who sit on them, and the flesh of all the people, free and slave, both small and great. And I saw the beast, the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. Then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone, and the rest were killed with the sword which proceeded from the mouth of him who sat on the horse, and all the birds were filled with their flesh. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. Set on them, and the judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now when the 1,000 years has expired, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls filled with the seven last plagues came to me and talked with me, saying, come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Also, she had a great and high wall with 12 gates and 12 angels at the gates, and the names written on them which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Three gates on the east, three gates on the north, three gates on the south, and three gates on the west. Now the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he who talked with me had a gold reed to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. The city is laid out as a square. Its length is as great as its breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. Its length, breadth, and height are equal. Then he measured its walls, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of an angel. The construction of its walls was of jasper, and the city was of pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the walls of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the sardonyx, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl. And the city and the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light, and the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. Its gates shall not be shut at all by day. There shall be no night there, and they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. But there shall be no means, there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its streets and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Then he said to me, these words are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels to show his servants the things which must shortly take place. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Now I, John, saw and heard these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Then he said to me, see that you do not do that. For I am your fellow servant and of your brethren, the prophets, and of those who keep the words of this book. Worship God. And he said to me, do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star, and the spirit and the bride say, come, and let him who hears say, come, and let him who thirsts come, whoever desires, let him take the waters of life freely. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of this, and if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. I have read and you have heard from Revelation chapters 18 through 22. Amen. From the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. Amen. Take heed to the word of God on today. Take heed. Take heed. Take heed to the word of God. Be warned. Amen. Be established in Jesus. Amen. Be warned. Amen. That if your name is not written in the Lamb's book of life, you will have no part in him. Amen. And you will receive the same punishment that the devil, the beast, and his false prophet receives. Amen. And that those things were never intended for you. Our intended place is in right relationship, right fellowship with God. We were always intended to be in relationship with God. Amen. And that's why he sends us so many warnings. That's why he establishes us and reestablishes and positions and repositions, because he loves us so much, and he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, that all should come to a place of turning away from ungodliness, from those things that are not true, from those things that are not righteous, to those things that are not in the standard of godliness, and come to Jesus. He is the one and the only one who brings life. He is the only one that can mark us with his spirit. Amen. So that, amen, our names are written in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. Let this day be your day of that big yes. Yes to Jesus. Yes to his will. yes to his way, yes to Jesus. He is constantly pursuing us, constantly in pursuit of us until that day, amen, when the doors will be closed and he will be pursuing you no more, because you will have reaped those consequences, amen, of ungodliness and of unrighteousness, amen. But while it is day, say yes, amen. It is yet day, amen, and the light is shining on you. Say yes to the Lord, amen, and let him have his way in your life and show you, amen, the purpose and the destiny that he has positioned you in, that he set aside just for you, that is waiting for you, the blessings that are in store for you and waiting for you that have been set aside for your life and yours alone. Amen. Jesus is waiting, amen, for each and every one of us to take up our own cross and follow him, amen, and do the work of our Father who sent us, amen, because our Father is Jesus. It is not Satan. We will not follow another, amen. My hallelujah, it belongs to Jesus, not the devil. And though he rages and tries to trick us and does trick us from time to time, Jesus, amen, is the light, and he will guide us even out of the dark place, amen, the devil tries to usher us into. He cannot win. He will not win. He's already damned, amen, and it cannot be changed, amen. But your destiny, it can be changed, because the Lord has purposed you, amen, to be in right relationship with him. Say yes to the Lord today. Amen. Say yes to the Lord. Amen. Because Jesus, amen, he is establishing us for good things. Amen. For blessings, for right things. Amen. For truth. Glory to God. Amen. That we might receive in the end, amen, the reward of the righteous. Amen. Amen. That we be counted among those that are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Glory to God. What an honor and a privilege to be counted among the elect of God, those that are written. Amen. Those that are covered by his blood. Glory to God. I praise God that he is a forgiver. Amen. He forgives us for our sins. Amen. And enables us to forgive us. To forgive others. Amen. God gives us the power to do that. Sometimes we feel like we don't know how, and how in the world am I supposed to do that? It just feels so fresh and it's so painful, but God will even take the sting of the pain away. Amen. And you'll remember it so that you'll be able to show others what you have gone through and how you were able to get over, so you can help them through that very same valley. Amen. But he'll take the sting out. Amen. So that you'll be able, amen, to be a proper witness for him, a healed witness. Amen. One that will be able to, with the zeal of God, preach. Glory to God, and others will know that this is surely the Lord. I feel his presence coming forth through the words that she or he is saying. Amen. God is moving, amen, in you and me, amen, and throughout all the earth. And he is establishing those that will stand, amen, the test of time and through eternity. He is establishing those, amen, that will speak the truth in righteousness and holiness and will not take down. He is establishing those that will not lie and that will not compromise themselves. He is establishing those, amen, that will be all that he fashioned them to be from the very beginning. We were all fashioned to be according to God's design, not the devil's. Amen. But the devil is a trickster, and he's a liar, and he is an accuser. So he continues to accuse those that are doing right. Amen. And bamboozle those that are doing wrong, making them think that good is evil and evil is good. My God, help us, Jesus. Move in us right now and bless each and every one, Lord God, that has listened and that has been a part of this journey. Glory to God. I give God glory for each and every one of you. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey for these last couple of days of 2018. Amen. In a year, in a word. Amen.